News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review Podcast. I'm Michael Arney. Nationally was where we're going to start today. Republicans are celebrating after the U.S. House gave the final approval to a bill overhauling the American tax code and what President Trump calls a middle-class miracle. The bill slashes the corporate tax rate. ABC News senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega has more.
In a cabinet meeting, the president flaunted those tax benefits for big business.
Our plan also lowers the tax on American business from 35% all the way down to 21%. That's probably the biggest factor in this plan.
That cut for corporate America is permanent, but income tax cuts for individuals expire in 8 years, and lower-income Americans making $75,000 or less will actually see their taxes go up over the next decade. During that same time, the ultra-rich will see their taxes go down.
Governor Snyder says the new federal tax law is going to cause our state income taxes to go up. This unless state lawmakers act and act quickly. It would eliminate the personal exemption. Sarah Russell is a CPA, and she explains what's going on with Michigan taxes.
In 2016, for a family that made less than $156,650, you would receive a $4,050 exemption for every person in your family. So if you, a husband, and two children, you would claim four exemptions.
Complicating the matter, the standardized deduction for those who don't itemize has got to double. That would recoup more than the exemption. Now, Russell does expect state lawmakers to do something about this to keep our taxes from going up. But don't expect Congress to do anything about protecting equal access to information on the Internet. This follows last week's FCC move killing net neutrality. Congressman Fred Upton tells WSJM News net neutrality is dead.
I have always believed in not regulating the Internet. It's important that we see continued investment there, that consumers are able to have lots of choices. Of course, I'm against blocking and, you know, all those different things that are out there.
Even if blocking of content happens, Upton says don't expect anything from Congress.
Consumers will walk with their feet, just like they do with every other service that's out there.
He says deregulating the Internet will mean more choice, comparing it to phone services deregulated in the 1990s. He says the new deregulated environment could lead to more providers being available. For now, if you want more than just a couple in most places, you're out of luck. The preliminary analysis by police into a fatal crash involving an Amtrak train in Lawton Tuesday night said the driver of the pickup got stuck on the tracks. He's been identified as 17-year-old Tyler Wirtz of Bronson. The truck was hit by an Amtrak train going to Port Huron from Chicago around 7:30 Tuesday night. The train was going about 100 miles an hour. Police believe the pickup was stuck on the tracks. Wirtz was trying to free it when he was struck. He was pronounced dead at Bronson Lakeview Hospital. Southwestern Michigan College receiving a $250,000 donation for its nursing facility expansion. SMC President David Matthews tells us that Kelly and Karen Rose of Elkhart, both former students. Karen studied nursing at SMC. Kelly is a player in the RV industry, and he wanted to give his wife the gift of a new nursing simulation lab at SMC for her birthday. Matthews tells us it's one component of the soon-to-be-doubled SMC nursing building.
This is an absolutely state-of-the-art for the 2018 nursing simulation lab, you know, with mannequins that are computer-controlled and can replicate a variety of symptoms, everything from birthing babies to heart attacks and strokes.
Says they're thrilled to receive the donation. More than $9 million in work being done at the SMC nursing facility is expected to be wrapped up next year. Berrien County Treasurer Brett Witkowski reminding struggling homeowners of a state loan program designed to help them. He hosted the director of the Michigan Housing Development Authority Wednesday to talk about the Step Forward Michigan program, which gives no-interest loans to people who are behind due to a hardship. Mark Krager of St. Joseph is one such homeowner. He told us he broke his back and then he ran into trouble.
Owned my home for over 23 years, and I've got into trouble about 3 to 4 years back with taxes.
Krager was on hand to check out the presentation on Step Forward Michigan. Somebody with an illness, a layoff, or other emergency can get up to $30,000. If they're still in their home 5 years later, that loan is forgiven. If you're looking for help, we'll call Witkowski's office. Michigan Supreme Court telling Governor Snyder to give teachers their money back. Justices this week ruling 6-0 that more than $550 million taken from teachers' paychecks for retiree health care has to be returned. David Hecker is the president of the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan and says this means thousands of dollars in back pay.
It impacts, you know, what they're able to provide for their family with, how they lead their life. This is money they worked hard for. It's their money. They had to go without it for all these years. This is a 2010 law. This is almost 2018 when we finally have a decision.
The law ruled unconstitutional because there was no guarantee the teachers would see the benefit. The Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors reflecting back on a strong real estate market for the region in 2017. Association Executive Alan Jeffries tells us units sold and prices were both higher this year.
The median sales price went up about 17% over November of 2016. So the market's really good here.
If he has a complaint, it's that there's not enough houses to sell.
The inventory's down 15%, which means that it goes back to supply and demand. We don't have a big supply, then demand's up, so it drives prices up.
Jeffries would like to see more home builders get to work in 2018 creating that inventory. He says until that happens, it's going to still be a seller's market. On the other side of the state, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announcing second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter charges against former Michigan State Police Trooper Mark Bester in the death of a teenager. Worthy says Bester and his partner were chasing 15-year-old Damon Grimes on the city's east side in August when Bester tasered Grimes for no reason.
Trooper Bester unnecessarily deployed his taser at Mr. Grimes without legal justification or excuse, as Mr. Grimes was traveling at least 35 to 40 miles per hour. Mr. Grimes was struck by the taser's prongs, causing him to crash into a parked truck, and he was later pronounced dead as a result of this crash.
Bester faces up to life in prison if found guilty. He's being held on $1 million bond. Committee to oversee the city of Benton Harbor's new income tax has been picked. Monday night, the Benton Harbor City Commission approved 8 applicants for the body that will make recommendations for how to use the more than $2 million that the tax is expected to generate. City Commissioner Juanita Henry voted against each applicant because the city's deadline to take applications was supposed to have been December 27th.
If we set a policy, then we should follow through with it. If it's whatever it is we have to do, right is right.
Mayor Marcus Muhammad said it doesn't matter if more applicants would have come in. He made his recommendations based on the earliest submissions.
I'm not looking and picking based upon who I like, who agrees with me, who voted yes, who voted no. As they come, that's how I'm recommending.
Terms on the Income Tax Oversight Committee will be for 1 year. Among those appointed are Emma Kennard, Jeff Noel of Whirlpool, and Cornerstone Alliance's Rob Cleveland. The 9th member of the committee will be the mayor. Meanwhile, City Manager Darwin Watson said he's received the forms needed for the tax, adding the city is setting up a 1-800 number for anybody that has questions about it. Takes effect January 1st. The St. Joseph City Commission whole once again. Monday night, the commission voting 4-0 to appoint Lynn Todman to a vacant seat. She was one of 8 applicants for the position that was left vacant when former City Commissioner Chris Hugel resigned this fall to move to St. Joseph Township. St. Joe City Manager John Hodgson tells WSJM News the 8 applicants each answered 10 questions from the commission and the public at Monday night's session. Now, something historic here about Todman, she's the first African-American to ever serve on the St. Joseph City Commission. The framework for allowing medical marijuana in the city of Benton Harbor will start to be drafted. City Commission voting this week to approve an ordinance for those facilities, but the matter still needs to go through the Planning Commission and doesn't necessarily mean those businesses are coming to the city. Benton Harbor Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Seitz urged some caution with the issue.
Wherever you go, the high schools, you smell the marijuana, and these kids ain't cancer patients. And there's no children hospital that I've seen kids smoking joints.
Vote a victory for Commissioner Mary Alice Adams, who's been pushing to allow for medical marijuana. City Manager Darwin Watson says the Planning Commission will now put together the zoning rules for medical weed and then would send those back to the City Commission. And the Trees for Troops program reaching a milestone this year delivered a Christmas tree number 200,000 to a military family. In Goebbels, Wamhoff Farms is the local drop-off point for Trees for Troops every year. Take in donated trees from growers all over the state, then they ship them out with the help of volunteers. They've been taking part in that since 2006. This year, they were shipped out to bases in Afghanistan, along with bases in the United States. And that is the week that was December 22nd, 2017. Have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you again next week. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.